Welcome, everybody. Just to let people know, I'm using WindowEyes. I don't know what version this is.
7.5
latest. However, most of the keys that I'll be using here are standard Windows keys. The only two exceptions, the big things I use a lot in Peapod, for Peapod, are the links list, which in JAWS is insert F7, and in WindowEyes is insert tab. And then I use the search. Sometimes the search feature in WindowEyes, Control Shift F, and I'm sure there's a similar key in JAWS. So let's go to Internet Explorer first of all.
I, Internet Explorer 2 of 20. App starting. Arrow. I Google redirect. 96 links, 5 unclicked. Graphic.
Now we're going to go to Peapod. And by the way, I just. Peapod is now available. I just sent Don Breed a note last night. Peapod is now available in Manhattan, so he can order groceries online.
Open location. Dialog of www.peapod.com. I Google Windows Internet Explorer. 18 links, 2 frames, 2 tables. Untitled at frame and frame link.
Okay, so we're now at Peapod. Now, what I'll initially do is go through this page because this is what you'll see if you are a first-time user to Peapod and you're not registered. You really can't do much. You used to be able to, you know, look around in the store and so on and so forth. But so I'm just going to use my tab key here.
Linkproducts.peapod.com. Link www.investor.com. Link tony.peapod.com. Current customers, please log in below. Table 1 star 2 rows 3 columns. Username. Edit box. Password. Edit box. Go button. Table 1 end. Checkbox checked. Save my username password. Link forgot username. Link forgot password. Link consumer index.jhtml. Link merchant index.
So if you want to log in, this is if you're a first time user, this is where you'd click. You'd click on the consumer index, which I'll do just to show you what's going to happen.
3 links, 1 table. Table 1 star 3 rows 2 columns new to Peapod. Please enter your zip code and click Go Zip Code Edit Box Verify Zip Code button already a customer.
So you'd enter your zip code, and then it would ask you to fill out a form with your name, address, and so forth, your credit card for payment. You can also pay with direct check, but credit card's probably the easiest. And then, it saves all your settings, and so you would be able to, you know, it saves all that stuff, so when you check out, it's not an issue. So what I'm going to do here...
Edit Box.
Since we want to get to
no link or control.
Around this, is I'm going to go back and actually log in.
Previous page.
With my username and password. Now, I actually haven't shopped here in a while. Both Cheryl and I have accounts on Peapod, so lately she's been doing the shopping. But we'll be able to go through my previous order so that you can get an inventory of the things I like to eat.
Previous page. 18 link. Okay. 18 link. Visited link groceries for your home. Link grocery. Link company and careers. Visited link consumer index. Link forgot.
So
checkbox check. Go button. Edit box. Username. Edit box. Browser. Username. Edit box. PAC. Password. Edit box. Stuff. Go button. No end button.
You have to
complete password.
Yes.
The mode, special mode. In JAWS, it would be forms mode. And in WindowEyes, it's turning browser mode off.
Although if you're using the latest JAWS, you wouldn't it by default just
automatic forms.
Automatic
mode.
Except
forms
I don't. Yeah. Except I've turned that off.
Okay. Okay.
So yeah, depending upon how you have your mode, your forms mode set, if you're using JAWS, it will either let you enter it automatically, or you'll have to turn forms mode on to get it to do so.
We're now at Peapod's main page, and I'm just going to arrow down here, go through the links, tab down to give you an idea of what you're going to see here. And this is when you're after you've logged in as a customer.
Link learned about auto complete. 56 links, 9 unclicked.
Okay, as you can tell, it's a pretty big page.
Link save exit. Link my account.
Okay, my account, that's where all your account settings are saved.
Link help.
Help.
Link quick guide. Link home. Link express shop.
Express shop. I don't actually use this that much. I usually shop from my previous orders, which is the easiest way to do.
Link browse aisles.
What is express shop?
Express shop, I think you can go in and, well, let's go in and take a look, actually.
Link home.
Since you're
asking. Link quick guide. Link express shop. Redirect lock 25 links, 9 unclicks, 21 frames, 8 headings. Link home, link express off, link browse house, link my list, link specials, link recipe.
Okay.
Link home.
Let's see if we can jump by headings here.
Heading 1, express off.
Ah, wonderful.
Express off. Shopping from a list of items. Use express off. 1. Heading 3. Type or paste your list into the box. 2, heading 3, click, chalk now. Click chalk now.
Yeah, see, I've never used this. I guess so you can actually type in a list of items and it'll search for them. Once you've done an initial list, the easiest way is to shop from your previous orders. And you can actually shop from a particular order, or you can do what's called a jumbo order, which will bring up everything that you've ever bought, which can be quite massive.
The good thing about using the jumbo order, though, is that if you don't think you're going to do exactly the same thing as your previous order, at least you have the bigger list to choose from.
Right. Let's go back here.
While I tried to use Peapod sort of from scratch, and it was like, at least back then, absolutely impossible to sort of figure out the one item by item. Will this also just register stuff you've bought in the past just off of your Stop and Shop card?
Yes, actually it will. And I've never used that because I don't have a Stop and Shop card, but that's one of the choices, actually.
Yeah, I have one and it does.
So you could pick and choose off of that, because I just remembered once, like, you want to get milk. Well, you want 2%, you want organic, you want whole, you want this, you want garlic farms, you want blah, blah, blah. And, you know, just each individual entry seemed to take 10 minutes, you know.
What we found was a help, David. When we first got onto Peapod, we had Vicky Vogue was generous enough to consent to do this, and we did our first order with her actually putting in the items. Then once we'd done that, we established the list, and from then on we could use that list.
I did it myself, David. I didn't have any sighted help, and I did it myself, and you can do it off your Stop and Shop card.
Off your card, yeah.
Because I did that.
At the beginning, like when Tim was logging on, like the first time you do it, it asks you for your the code number on the back of your card.
Mm-hmm.
The card number, right.
And you put that in, and then it'll go off of that.
Yeah.
In one sense, David, it is very daunting because you have so many choices. I mean, when you think that, I mean, if you go like we used to have a volunteer and we'd go to the store and he was very good, but you don't know what's there because you know,
right?
So in one sense, it's very daunting, but in another sense, it's very kind of exciting because, and I don't do this anymore because I've been shopping for so long that I'm pretty, you know, I just want to get through and get it done. But when I first started, I mean, I used to go and look through the candy and think, oh. Or the cookies, you know. Oh.
Let's say you wanted to look for, like, potato chips. You wanted to see all the different...
Okay, well, we'll do that right now. So we're going to go...
Link my list. Link specials. Link recipes.
Oh, okay, specials. That shows you what the weekly specials are. And they do... I've never done the coupon thing. I guess they do, but they also have weekly specials and they have online specials that you can get every week that, you know, that change. So let's go.
Delivery times.
Delivery times. Now this is, let me just stop talking this for a minute while I'm here. Peapod delivers, it's usually a 2-hour window that you put in for a delivery time, you know, between say 4 and 6 or 6 and 8. Sometimes they'll give you a longer window, and what they'll do is if you're allowing to take that, like say, okay, I want my order delivered between, say, 6 p.m. and 10 p.m., they'll give you like a dollar off or something like that. But it's a 2-hour window that you pick, and so you can either do that after you've completed, you know, doing your whole shop, or you can do it at the beginning. And then when you check out, it, you know, it's all set for you, and you'll be able to see when you look at the list, you know, what's available for the next day. I mean, we usually have ours delivered, say, between 8 and 10 p.m.
What's the minimum advance time?
If there's an opening, say, the next day, let's say after it's 1 in the afternoon and there's an available time, you have to order the night before by 11 o'clock in order to get that.
How many days ahead do you usually do, just to be sure you get it?
The last time we placed an order, Cheryl said, well, let's order. We probably won't be able to get this delivered by Wednesday. And I logged in. It was a Monday. And Tuesday evening, they had times that were free. It depends how busy it is. Like, you know, usually a couple days ahead of time. But the thing is, the other thing you can do is you can start a list. And when you exit, it'll save that. So, you know, you can always come back to it later if there's more stuff you want to add.
But if you do that and you've picked a delivery time, you still have a window that you have to stay in. Say, for instance, your delivery time is, say, between 9:30 and 1, which, say, you took one of the green ones. If you're going to do that, you have to have ordered by 3 o'clock the day before.
Right.
And so if you log in after 3 o'clock, your order is closed, and you can't do anything about it.
I would say from when I've used it, I usually, just to be safe, allow myself 2 days. I don't think you have to.
No.
Necessarily, but I do just to make it easier for myself so I don't have to think about Windows.
Usually the next day thing works, but the one time that didn't work was when we were having all the storms this winter. I logged in on a Monday to do the shopping and didn't get the order until Thursday. And they actually indicated Tuesday and Wednesday, none of the times were available, and they said it just said weather, which meant that they were anticipating problems, so they didn't even try for those days.
All right.
You want to search for
them? Yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to do potato chips.
I like looking for things that are bad for you.
Exactly.
Try it. Specials.
Here we go.
What is my list? What is that?
That's all the lists you've ever created.
Yes, that's your previous orders, which we can go look at that in a second. But let's find your potato chips first, Teddle.
Find item button. Edit box. Browser. Edit box. T-O-T-A-T-O-P-A-S. Find item.
Takes a while to load. I think they use a lot of Java and stuff on this.
Yeah, I think you're right.
On this site.
Yes. 375 links. Which field or area or link did you go into?
I went to the edit field right above the search button, and I just typed in potato space chips.
One point of reference, since you mentioned it takes a long time to load. Somewhere in preferences, I found it once. There's a selection to turn off the graphics.
I think you're right.
Yeah, because when it gives you your choice for like your results for your search,
yeah,
there's a little thumbnail picture of each product, and you could turn that off, and I've noticed that it does affect performance.
You're saying in JAWS preferences or in Internet Explorer?
On Peepod.
On Peepod itself.
On Peepod,
yeah. Oh,
it's on Peepod. I did it too.
Wow, all right. I've never
I'm doing that because that's going to make things easier.
Yeah, I have to look at that. All right, so let's.
Link management nut refiller.
Let's jump by heading here.
Adding one narrow your choices.
Here we go.
Adding two by category. List two with three items. Link potato chip 64.
So that's your answer right there, Ted. Let's see what else they got here.
Link tortilla chips 1. Link veggie chips 1. And the list 2.
Hey, Ted, you want to look at potato chips?
Sure.
64. Yeah. 64.
Link potato chip 64.
We'll see. We'll see what they, because it'll break it down.
You can also do it by brand.
Yes, you can do it by brand. You can do it by, there's a whole bunch of different choices here.
Well, that's what I want to say. It's interesting to see. Because if you really wanted to look for something from scratch.
352 links, 22 grades, 1 table, 3 headings.
Exactly. All right.
Heading 1, narrow your choices. Heading 2, link clear. By category, list 2 with one potato chip 64. And then list 2, heading 2, by brand. List 3 with 9 items. Link Cape Cod potato chip 7. Link Kettle Brand 9. Link Lay's 40. Link Muncho 1.
Munch? I just haven't heard some of these.
Link Pop Chip 3.
What's the number that goes with that? Like 3?
The number of different choices within that brand.
Right. Pop Chips are very cool. Let me put in a promo for Pop Chips. For anybody who's on Weight Watchers, Pop Chips are, that you get them in these little, they're 100-calorie bags, individual bags. And actually, Amazon, I think, has the best deal on them. But they're pretty good. And we get them by the case. And they're very nice.
Link Pringles 8.
Pringles.
Link Ruffles 3.
Ruffles.
Link Stop Shop 1.
Stop and Shop. For those people who are price conscious, sometimes Stop Shop does have the cheapest stuff here, but it really depends. And you have to look. Yeah.
Link URL Brand 10.
For people who are cheap like us, one thing you can do is after you search for something, one of the sort options is sort by unit.
Unit price, I was just going to say.
What does is that if there's any like on sale items, it usually puts those right at the top. So,
right, yeah. Right. So Ted, do you want to look at any of these particular brands?
I'm flexible.
Well, I know which
we should need to pick a brand.
Okay. Yeah, pick a brand.
Let's look at the Cape Cod.
Cape Cod, Massachusetts.
Link Muncho, Link Blaisport, Link Kettle Brand, Link Cape Cod Potato Chip 7.
All right. Local. We want to support the local economy here.
Yeah.
How do you know it is?
I think they are made locally.
Heading 1, narrow your choices. Heading 2, link clear. By category, list 2 with potato chip 7. And then list 2, link clear. Link grid. Link description. Link size. Link unit price.
Now let's do unit price, because that's what Frank suggested. That'll give us the best bang for our buck here. We're going to click on unit price and it'll sort them. Well, let me show you the rest of these choices.
Link price.
Price.
Link add item to cart.
So we'll do
link unit price.
It's kind of like the Costco way of doing shopping.
And you're just going by links, which you can do, but you can also do a find if you...
Yes.
I tend to do it by find because I find it faster, no pun intended. But you can also do it by find. So if you pick an item and you know you want a particular brand, you can just do it by that brand, search for that brand on the resulting page, find that brand, and then go to unit price, and it'll go.
Link, save right. Okay. Adding one, narrow your choices. Adding link clear. Link size. Link, okay. Use, link price. Link add item to cart.
I don't recommend, there is an add item button here. I don't recommend doing it this way. And the reason is because you just end up adding one of them. So if you want to do multiples, what you're better off doing is tabbing down
edit box.
To the edit box, typing in the number that you want of the particular item, and then hitting tab, and it'll automatically add that. So if you want to get two of a certain type of chip, or three, or whatever, the easiest way to do it is just to arrow down to the edit box, and the edit box is above the particular item. So if I put in 12, let's say, it would come back with a little pop-up with a message, and say, are you sure you really want 12 of these? We're on the first, so here we go.
Link by 100 bit, link 2 3 100 bit, link Cape Cod kettle cooked potato chips all natural.
So that's the first one. Cape Cod kettle cooked potato chips all natural.
Link Cape Cod kettle cooked potato chips all natural. 16 ounce bag.
16 ounce bag.
31 cents off.
I'm just using my arrow keys. 31 cents an ounce.
$4.99.
$4.99. So that's the first one. So
link add item to cart. Add it box.
So the next one.
Link by six. Link Cape Cod kettle cooked potato chips original all natural.
Original all natural.
Link Cape Cod 8.5 oz bag. 41 cents off. $3.49.
Lot smaller, lot more pricey.
Link add it box. Link 2 3. Link Cape Cod kettle cooked potato chips sea salt vinegar all natural.
I never get into the sea salt vinegar thing.
Link Cape Cod kettle cooked 8 oz bag. 44 cents off. $3.49.
So it looks like that the first one is the but there's more of these here. Let's go through the rest of them.
Link Cape Cod kettle cooked potato chips sea salt bread pepper all natural 8 oz bag. 44 cents off.
Okay.
Added box. Link Cape Cod kettle cooked potato chips original 40 reduced bag all natural.
Ah, Ted, you should get these.
8 oz bag. 44 cents off. $3.49.
Are they good?
That must be the magic price, $3.50 for a bag.
Well,
because they're all 8 ounce bags. That's
8 ounce bags.
Link Cape Cod kettle cooked potato chips lunch packs on natural 8 PK.
Now these are the little snack pack ones.
8 PKG, 50 cents off, $3.99.
I think these are probably like the 100 calorie packs or something like that.
Added box. Link Cape Cod kettle cooked potato chips 40 reduced fat lunch packs 8 PK.
Yeah, same thing.
And that's it.
Yep. That gives you. So if I wanted to add any of these to the cart, and let's go back. I will.
Link Cape Cod kettle. Link by added box.
We'll add this last one to the cart.
Link Cape Cod kettle cooked potato chips 40 reduced fat lunch packs 8 PK.
Okay.
Link added box.
So we're gonna
browser.
I'm gonna type in a one to add one of these.
One.
And then hit tab.
Link Cape Cod kettle cooked potato chips 40 reduced fat lunch packs 8 PK.
That's one question. Is it every time I heard, the brand and type, it said link. If you hit enter on that, is there more information about?
Yeah, it'll get. Yeah, and I can show you that. We can. It used to be nice because it used to actually give you the directions. I don't think it does anymore, but I think it still gives you the ingredients. But let's click on that and see, David. That's a good question.
Link Cape Cod kettle cooked potato chips 40 reduced fat lunch packs 8 PK. 1%. 11 links, 2 tables, 5 headings. Link add to personal list.
Let's take a look.
Link item detail u.jhtml product kit 141,219 annual. Link view larger. Gluten free. Dairy free. Kosher. Peanut free. Kosher. 6 oz bag. 67 cents off. $3.99. Link add item to edit box. Link by link 2 plus 1 with 2. Link nutrition. Link details.
Here we go.
Enter list 1. Table 1 star 20. Heading 2. Nutrition facts.
Here we go. Get ready.
Serving size 1 package. Serving per container 8. Amount per serving. Calorie 100. Calorie from fat 40. Daily value.
Yeah, see, these are like 100 calories.
Total fat 4.5 g. 7. Saturated fat 0.5 g. 2. Cholesterol 0 mg. 0. Sodium 80 mg. 3. Total carbohydrate 30 g. 5. Dietary fiber 1G. 3. Sugar 1G. Protein 2G. Vitamin 0. Vitamin C 10. Calcium 0. Iron 2. Percent daily value reflects as packaged food. Product is marked with the kosher symbol. Percent daily values are based on the 2,000 calorie diet. Your daily values may be higher or lower depending on your calorie needs. Table 1.1 calories, 2,000.
Hey, let's just do a continuous read.
2,500 total fat, less than 65 g, 80 g fat, fat less than 20 g, 25 g cholesterol. Less than 300 mg, 300 mg sodium, less than 2,400 mg, 2,400 mg total carbohydrate. 300 g, 375 g dietary fiber, 25 g, 30 g table 1.1 mg calories per gram fat, 9 carbohydrate, 4. Protein 4 table 1 mg ingredients, selected potatoes, canola oil, and salt. Link view disclaimer information, nutritional disclaimer, Peapod obtains nutritional information from claims made by the product's manufacturer.
There you go.
That stuff at the bottom actually was, I think, giving you the percentages based on a 2,000 calorie or 2,500 calorie diet.
You said that you could order a case.
Not theoretically a case, but I mean, you could order a lot of one item.
So that just means it's just by the number that you put in that edit box?
Yes.
Okay.
But I mean, sometimes, like for example, if you order a toilet paper, you know, it usually comes, say, in like 4 or 6 rolls or something, or, you know, or even more, some of the brands, you know, or paper towels or something like that.
But each unit that you put in, if you put one in that edit box, you're going to get one package of right. That has the 6 rolls. Of
right,
paper.
Correct.
Right.
Let's go back and we can actually look at one of my previous orders.
I haven't done too much of this, but if you go into the search and you want a specific, can you search, like say you want 16-ounce can of Hunt's tomato paste. Can you type all that in and it will find it?
That's a good question.
I think it actually will.
I think it will, but I'm not sure. I've never done it that way.
Let's try it. That's a good idea.
Link view larger.
Now, do you have to get totally out of the potato chip?
I think we've got 2 pages open.
Peapod online.
Yeah.
Product information window.
We can just close.
When you go into the search, it opens up another.
Right, it opens up another. Yeah.
And if you listened with window eyes, it actually makes a clicking sound. You might have heard that. That's what that is. That's indicating that it's opening a new window.
And there's a button in the search window that lets you close the window, so you go
right.
back to where you were.
Where
you
were. Exactly.
You don't have to manipulate with the forward and backward
right.
pages
right.
to get there.
Peapod online. Link save. Link.
Can you hit an E for edit?
Yeah, I tried. Hold on.
No field set.
Oh no.
Well,
okay.
One of the things that, and I don't know how this will help window eyes users, but with JAWS, you can navigate frames, and the top frame, or the, I think it's actually maybe the next one down, is the search frame. So you can get into this. I mean, it's also the first edit box on the page, but
yeah.
Something to be aware of is that when you're moving around the page, you may be in a frame, and it may not let you out of where you think you are. So it's actually helpful to know a little bit about using frames because it'll
yeah, window-wise, you can use frames.
Yeah, you can. But, I mean, if I struggled for a long time before it occurred to me that things were in frames. And in fact, one frame contains the stuff that's in your list. There's another frame down below it that shows your total as you add things to the cart. There's the search frame. There's a couple of other frames on the page. And it's kind of helpful to know that things are set up that way.
Link raw, link my list. Link special, link recipe, link delivery, edit box.
Okay.
Raw,
16 ounces. What'd you say? Hunt's tomato
Hunt's
sauce?
Hunt's tomato sauce.
So let's try this.
1, 6, space, O-U-F-C-E-S, space, F-U-F-T-S, space, O-F-F-O-F-F-E. 30 links, 22 grains. Link manage my nut refiller book, no heading. Link manage. Link play 3 BH for M grain. No results for 16 ounces of Sonato C.
Oh.
See, unless it's exactly what is in the database, you won't find.
Yeah. I think you would have had to type like
exactly what they
exactly
have.
What they have.
Yeah.
I think you got thrown off was a 16-ounce thing.
Yeah.
I was real specific about that.
Right.
It's not
yeah.
actually in the front.
But if you had said Hunt's tomato paste,
that would work.
Then you would have been able to sort by size and sort by other things.
Yeah.
Well, let's try that.
Try
yep.
Hunt's, and I would
tomato
do.
Sauce.
I would do Hunt's apostrophe, not H-U-N-T-S.
Yes. Yeah.
F-T, quote.
Oh, open up.
Quote.
Okay.
Apostrophe. S. Space. O. M. A. T. O.
All right.
Find that button.
Yep, that's what I'm doing.
Quit while you're ahead.
Yeah.
28 links, 22 grades. Link manage my nut repeller hunt. Link manage puffs, language, pun, dry jack, poo, empty a pop, poo, empty, link and frame. No results for Hunt's tomato.
No.
What do you think Hunt's tomato paste?
If you do pasta sauce, he comes up as one of the choices.
Right, right.
Maybe you have to put the art, the item first and the brand second. I don't know. Yeah. That's what I was wondering. Maybe you have to put...
How would you normally shop? Let's say you do a shopping order that you would normally do.
That I would normally do?
Yeah.
I would normally go to my previous order.
Yeah, but if you've never done a previous order,
if you've never done it, all right, so...
Tim, do pasta sauce. Because,
yeah. All right.
Okay.
There we go. All right.
There's a lot of them.
511 links, 22 links,
122.
You're not kidding.
I've been there.
Adding two by category. List two with link tomato marinara sauce, 28.
Well, this is good.
Yeah.
Link more pasta sauce flavor, 16. Link traditional pasta sauce, 11. Link Alfredo sauce, 8.
Now, Frank, what do they mean by traditional pasta sauce?
I think that's just basically the very, very basic red sauce.
Okay.
Red sauce.
Okay.
Link cheese pasta sauce, 7. Link pesto sauce, 7. Link meat pasta sauce, 6. Link vodka pasta sauce, 6. Link mural categories, 11. Link Chinese homegrown, 1.
And now here we go with the brands.
Link Gorilla, 6. Link Bertolli, 9.
Now, Tim, if you keep on going past the brands, I think there's actually the results for everything on this as well.
Okay.
Link Mural Brands, 24. Link Gerber graduates, 1.
Gerber. I don't think we want Gerber.
Link Grid. Link Description. Link Size. Link Unit Price.
You're right.
Link Price. Link Add Item to Add
It. Link
Price. Link Red Pepper.
Yeah, let's do a find and see if the hunt comes up.
Find F Hunt 1 or 2 combo. Edit Box Dialog Find. Match Case. Forward Find F Button. Found Link Hunt's original style spaghetti sauce.
Bingo!
Let me show you something there. The word tomato doesn't appear in the description, so it wouldn't have come up through the other way.
That's why.
And they obviously don't have Hunt's tomato sauce.
Not necessarily.
No, because this is pasta sauce. Tomato sauce is different than pasta sauce.
Let's look at the word Hunt's, first of all, and see.
Okay.
Yes.
H-U-N-T apostrophe S.
And they actually do have Hunt's tomato sauce.
I don't know whether they do on Peapod. Remember, one thing Tim didn't mention yet, but we should, is that what is available at Stop and Shop is not necessarily what's available on Peapod.
That's right.
That's what I was going to say. I know that's...
No, that's what I'm saying on Peapod.
And then you can go through all the different
I do know that products. Hunt's does have tomato paste.
Yeah, they have sauce, too. I have it in my cabinet. That's how
so
I know. So it's kind of hit and miss, but you can find it if you look maybe in a broad enough category or...
All right, so your question, David, was what would the best way to do things if you're shopping for the first time? Either do a search or if you want to go aisle by aisle. I mean, I guess it's a question of which is going to be more overwhelming.
Well, like, I have a Stop and Shop card, so I'm presumably all my stuff that I know
yes.
to purchase...
Yeah. Would be,
already,
is there already?
Just pick and choose.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
But if you didn't have that option, what I did when I started was, I didn't go by aisle. I found that too overwhelming. But I did by category. So say I wanted, sometimes I would do it by brand and name. Like, I mean, I did Tide. Like, if you put in Tide, it's pretty easy. If I wanted bread and I wanted a particular
kind of
bread.
Oh, my God. We just did wheat bread the other day.
Yeah.
It was probably like... 35 or 40 different wheat.
But then I could do it by brand and I just narrowed it down, but I only had to do it one time. So it depends upon what you're looking for. If it's something, you know, I'll either look by category if I have to or by brand name. That's
but it's amazing the stuff, for example, there's a category, birth control. Did you know that, you know, Peapod sells condoms? So you just, I mean, that's the thing, you just never know. I mean, the kind of stuff that you can buy, it's pretty bizarre because you don't think of that as being in a traditional grocery store. But, you know, toothpaste, any stuff you'd buy, you know, a lot of stuff you'd buy at a pharmacy, aspirin, all that kind of stuff you can buy. Now, you may not get as good a good price as you would say on like something like drugstore.com, but...
Well, and you're also going to be paying the delivery charge and things like that.
That's the other thing to mention is I think you have to order at least $50.
$60, I believe.
Oh, is it 60?
Yeah.
$60 minimum.
If you check out before you've come up with the $60 or try to check out, it'll tell you that you aren't up to the minimum. I think you can save an exit because that means you're probably going to come back.
Right.
But wait, if you actually check out, it'll
save your delivery time unless you actually
put it in before.
Yeah, put the order in.
Right. You can check out, you can pay for an order, and then if you check back in and it's still before the delivery time, you can add stuff to your order.
Well, not before the delivery time.
No,
correct.
Before
the window
closes. Before the window closes, you can still add stuff.
You put it in order and you realize, I really didn't want to order that kind of bread. I need to order something different. But you're way past it. How difficult is it to go back and delete it?
Go to edit blocks, just...
Two to zero.
Yeah, change your quantity.
And then hit your update.
And then it's update, exactly.
Can you explain that one more time, please?
Yeah, go when you're looking at your list, you're going to see if you've added one of a particular item and you want to delete it, go in, replace the one with the zero, hit the update link, and it will work.
You actually don't even have to do that. You can just blank it out and tab off of it, and as soon as you do that, it'll zero it out.
I think, though, once you've placed your order, is that your question? You can't...
Yeah, once you...
Oh, see?
No, not once you've checked out. But you're not at checkout yet, but you're like 60.
Okay, yeah, then that's how you do it.
Just so you know, at the bottom of this page, there's a register tape that's running along with everything you added to your cart. That's where you would go. You go, say you added spaghetti sauce, you had 5 jars of that. And then you decide, before you check out, you don't want that. You go down to your... basket at the bottom there, and you find that, and you just seal out the quantity, or change the quantity if you want to do that.
I think even after you've checked out, and if you come back in, you can add stuff to your order, but you can also remove stuff from your order.
I probably wouldn't
try
to do that. Though.
It you can, because I've done it.
Yeah, no, I mean, but I think it's for a beginner. I probably wouldn't try doing that.
Yeah, but the interesting thing is that, and Frank is right about the register tape, but it also, anywhere you see that quantity, if you're in your list, because as long as there's an order, it'll show up the quantity that you put in. So if you're in your list, you can change it. If you're on the register tape, you can change it. Wherever you happen to be, the site is smart enough to fill in the quantity so that even if you went to the search box and you found something that you had already put in as a quantity on the search page, it'll show that quantity already in there, and you can change it there if you have to. They've really made it so that you don't have to think very hard about where you're going to go to do
things. Tim, do you want to add it and then remove it?
Yeah, well, actually, we already added the potato chips, so we could remove those.
Okay, there you go.
Edit box. Link 5 points. Link for totally pasta sauce and
let's do
bagel.
This. We're going to go.
Find that not one. L. Okay. Forward find that. Found link. Click to review your order. Link. Click to checkout. Peapod online door. Peapod on untitled ring. My Peapod card tape registered ring.
Here we go. Here's what Frank said.
Your card is currently empty.
I didn't have the chips. I thought I did. Let's add one of the tomato sauces while we're here.
Dialogue A. UFT. Forward. Found link on original title spaghetti sauce for additional.
Let's get that. I'm a traditional kind of a guy.
Link, edit box.
How many do you want to add?
12.
12?
Yes,
okay.
Show that problem.
Okay.
Edit box. 1, 2, 516 links, 22 grains, 1 table, 3 headings. Link on original style spaghetti sauce for additional 26.5 odd and 5 cents on $1.30.
Okay.
Link on Q3, link 5, 12, edit box.
Now, it didn't pop up with a little message. I figured it would.
It may not do that anymore,
Tim. I think you need to go a little further down.
Okay. Let's go to the... Yeah. Let's do this.
Dialogue find content on 103. Click. Forward find it. Found link. Click to review your order.
I just look up the word click because there's a click to review your order.
Link. Click to checkout.
Click to checkout.
Peapod online. Peapod untitled ring. My Peapod card tape registered ring.
Here we go.
12 edit box. Link tip 22464 false card. Link tip 22464 card.
These are the things that people get confused about because one says false card and one says they're not labeled well. And I assume what you could do is click on one of these and one of them would add and one of them would delete. But you're right. We could just go in, I think, here.
Link 12 edit my people.
If we wanted to get rid of all these and
change
to 6 or whatever, let's change it to.
Browser. 12 edit box.
Yeah.
6 space.
Change to 6.
6.
And you just hit the tab.
Hit the tab, yep.
Yeah, and that should have changed it.
516 links, 22 break from talk. Keep that on my link, save exit.
All right, now let me look because it brought us back to the top again.
forward, found link, click at checkout.
There we go. Bingo, it did it. Changed it to 6.
I've had this site come to a screeching halt at times, especially if you have a lot of stuff in your cart and nothing really slows down.
Where things really get messy is when you've added a lot of things to the cart and the cart has updated. Because the page doesn't completely refresh. I mean, that's one of the things about frames is that parts of it change and parts of it don't. And
I would always advise, before you think you've added all this stuff to your cart and this and that, always read your order through before you check out.
Yeah.
Because you may find a few surprises. The first time I ever did this, I found I'd added things I hadn't intended. Thankfully, I fixed it before I checked out, or I would have had a hell of an order. Because the first time I did it, I think I added a couple of kinds of cereal, but I added them twice. So I ended up, I would have had 4 boxes of cereal.
We get one day, we did an order, we put in a wrong number, we got like 20 boxes of garbage bags.
You're lucky.
So
you
can use.
When they come to your door, they hand you a printout.
They do. What I ask them is, I say, what items, what did not come? What I ordered did not show up.
Yeah, you do have to do that, because there are times when they don't have something, and that's the only way to tell you, because they...
And the problem is the site does not tell you.
The site does not tell you.
It does not tell you if something is not in stock.
The worst situation we had is we actually ordered, I think, stuff for Christmas, for Thanksgiving dinner, and they didn't bring the turkey.
Oh my God.
They said they don't do that anymore, but that was a surprise.
They don't do that anymore? What do you mean? They don't do turkey, or they don't bring...
They make sure that something like that, they recognize that it's part of a dinner that's special.
they come.
But that was the first time we did.
You know, obviously, if you order canned things, you're not going to know what's what. But do you pretty much find that you recognize the items that you, like when you go to unbag stuff, you recognize pretty much who's who and what's what?
I do, but I'll tell you what really made this a good thing was, a couple of years ago, I bought from a friend of mine a used ID Mate, and that's, we use that all the time now. And even though we have one of the older versions, 2 or 3 versions back, I would say it still recognizes about 99.9%.
Yeah, but it's not going to recognize like meats and that kind of stuff.
No.
You know what one thing to say too is that when they pack the stuff, like if you buy multiples of stuff, like
they pack it together.
They pack it together. Like we buy different types of pasta, and they'll put like 4 of like the one bag, you'll get 4 of like the shells in the other bag. So, I mean, once you kind of figure out what boxes, you can know.
Yeah,
it's actually a good thing.
That's pretty good.
I've never tried this, but I have been told that if you ask the driver to help you, and I think this is a huge imposition, so I wouldn't do it, but I guess if you had no other way and you ask the driver to help you sort stuff out, they will at least do that. You're going to have to put it away, but they will actually go through stuff with you and tell you what's what.
Actually, I had the driver who comes to my house, they've offered. I've said, no, I don't need you to, thank you, but they've actually offered to come to bring the stuff all the way in, which I never have them do, but they've offered to bring it all the way in, and they've offered to help me sort.
They've offered that to us, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jeanette, you can recognize. I mean, obviously, if you get a bunch of soups, you'll be able to recognize them. You won't be able to know what they are. That's why the ID Mate is such a cool thing. But yes, I mean, you, after a while, and Nina's right. Like if you buy, we buy a lot of lunch meat, so they'll put all those in one bag.
I mean, I know if I go to Stop and Shop, I can't guarantee that.
Tim, so, do you want to go to one of your lists and
sure,
show how to do it from there?
Yeah.
Once you go through the painstaking process of making a list at the beginning.
I never tried browsing the aisles before I ever tried to do an order.
Oh, if you start browsing, you'll be there all day.
You'll be there for 2 weeks.
It gives you a sense of how much
crap there is.
How much editing, people do just have it helping you look at stuff.
You know, we do get, fruits and vegetables, and sometimes they've been pretty good, sometimes it depends.
Trouble with that is, I don't know if you know how long it's been sitting in the warehouse and things like that. I would be, but I suppose it's a gamble even if you go with somebody to the store and you hope that they know what they're doing when they help you pick something out, so... because...
Or you check it out yourself, at least in the store. That's the option.
One of the things you can do, and please don't abuse this, if you are really not satisfied, you call the 1-800 number, it's like 1-800-5-PEAPOD, something like that. You just tell them, like, I got a bag of produce, they usually will take it off the order.
Yeah.
I did do that because I got some yogurt that the cover, like the Colombo yogurt, the cover was broken and like spilled all over everything.
Yeah.
And I called them up and they didn't take off. But they cost me like more than the yogurt was. But they were very nice about it.
All right, so now we're to...
Link my list. Link specials. Link recipes. Link delivery time. Link express off. Link browse aisles. Link specials. Link recipes. Edit box. Find that. Link management. Link click 3BH3. Link processor jumbo list. Link shop from my online and in-store purchases jumbo list.
Okay.
Select previous order combo box.
So.
Link shop from my online and in-store purchases jumbo list.
So, David, that's where you go to your in-store once you put in your number for your in-store purchases.
Select previous order combo box.
Here we go. Select previous order. So there's a combo box here.
Browse off. All previous orders.
Now, that's would be huge. Now if we go up, it'll show the individual orders here.
November 8, 2010. July 12, 2010. June 28, 2010.
He doesn't shop much.
Well, Cheryl's been doing the shopping lately, but let's go back to my most recent one, which was
November 8, 2010. Previous orders. 254 links, 21. Link save.
There we go.
November 8, out apartment. Link save sort. Link description. Link size. Link unit price. Link price. Link to new produce. Link arrivals.
Now, and these are, see, look,
link
these are extra links.
Link to new produce stand items.
So, show new produce stand items.
Link arrivals.
Okay.
Link to produce stand specials.
Show produce stand specials.
Link specials. Link top shop labor peeled carrots. Link top shop link add item to cart. Add it by.
So, yeah, because first it shows, sometimes it breaks these up too, and it'll break them up by category. So the first thing that comes up here is the produce.
Link by one. Link mushrooms white whole stop shop.
Mushrooms white whole stop shop. So this is something we purchased before. Go ahead, Stephen.
One of the things that's confusing, I think, especially when you start doing this, is you think you're looking at your list, and you are, but mixed in with the list are specials because they're trying to get your attention about other things to add in. What I usually do when I'm shopping is I get the frame with my list, and then I just go from edit box to edit box, and I know that if I arrow down, I think it's two links below the edit box, I'll actually find out what the item is, and then I can go back up and change the quantity if I want to. And I found that to be a somewhat easier way to get through the...
Because I remember now, when I tried to do this, it was very confusing where the... I think... Yeah, the edit box is above...
That's correct.
Correct.
So the edit box is above the item.
I was putting the number in for the thing above. So, I mean, can you just...
Sure.
Okay, just go through an item and what you would do.
Sure, okay.
Link by one, edit box.
So here's an edit box. This is the first edit box.
Link by one,
going to tab three times.
Link mushroom white whole stop shop.
So this is mushrooms white whole stop shop.
8 ounce PKG.
8 ounce package.
$2.79.
Above.
That would, that's correct. So you go up to this edit box, hit enter, type in one or two or whatever you wanted, and then tab off it. And then you would have added those to your cart.
So you have to hit enter on the edit box before you can...
Well, that's to change browse mode.
That's to change browse mode, unless you're in JAWS with...
Okay. So you have this list of your July 8th.
This is November,
Whatever purchase this was. But by default, every edit box is zero.
Correct.
Okay, so you have to enter.
You have to enter how many you want of each thing.
Or if
you
don't
enter
anything, it won't be in...
Exactly.
Right. Actually, they're not zero, they're blank.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, no, I'm only saying that because if somebody's looking for a zero, you're not going to find a zero.
Right.
But if you're looking at your previous order, everything that's in the order will show as a link, and then you go to the edit box above that link?
Correct. You'll see the edit box first, and then if you keep tabbing down, you'll see the link below it. Which
add a few things.
Okay. Let's add a mushroom.
Browse off. Edit box. One. Link mushroom white whole stop shop.
What it did was it brought us back to the top of the page. So I want to get back to the mushrooms. So how can I do that quickly? Well, I can either search for mushrooms or I can go to my links list and type the word M and see if we can get the mushrooms that way. But let's do the search, okay?
Dialogue.
So in Windows, it's Control Shift
F. M U F H R O M S. met, forward plant, found link, mushroom, white, full stop, chalk.
So that's where we are. So we're back to where we are. So if we tab
link
here,
link,
if we,
link,
if we,
mushroom,
if we
white,
do
top,
shift
chalk,
tab,
link, one edit box.
Bingo. It added it. You can see the one in the edit box, so we know we've added the mushrooms to the list.
Link, okay. Five, link, two, three, link, mushroom, white, link,
next
link,
item.
Edit box, link, 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 onions, green scallions.
Onions, green scallions. Do you like onions?
I do.
You do? All right. So
link,
how many do you want?
Edit box.
Three.
Oh, my God. You are. Do you like onions?
Use them in everything.
I mouthwash, too.
It's all good, David.
All right, let's see here.
261 link, link delete from list. Link onion green scallion.
Oh, now this was nice. It brought us back this time. This is where we were. This is good. Sometimes it works, sometimes
link,
it doesn't.
Link add,
okay,
added box.
Let's keep
link,
going.
Link 231.
Well, let's double check that they were added.
Three added box.
Yep.
Now you may notice that there's a link that says delete from list. So if you have, and I've sometimes done this, I've bought something and then realized after I'd gotten it that I probably don't ever want to buy it again. And you do have the chance to get it off the list, which is nice.
So it won't show up next time you bring that particular
order.
Let's say one of your, this November 8th thing or whatever you did, you have like 100 items. Will everything be on that page or is there a page two?
No, everything will be on that page.
Everything on one page.
And it'll actually be inside of one frame.
Yeah.
So now we're changing these things, but it's not really changing them in the November 8th order.
No, this is today's order.
You're creating a new order.
Creating a new order, but
based
using that
based on
what I bought on November 8th.
Okay. The other thing you can do, by the way, that I sometimes do to make it quick for myself, now say you're on the onions link. If you get a links list up, you can then arrow down and get to your next item quickly.
Yes.
That's another trick.
Right. Exactly. Well, I can show that. Insert tab.
Dialog 261 link.
Here we go.
Link,
okay. This is where we are.
So
okay.
If you hit O for onion.
Right.
O. Onion, green, scallion.
Now down arrow.
200, delete from list 40. Add item to cart 41. Buy 100. 231. Peach chunks. Del Monte fruit.
So peach chunks. So that's the right. So that's the next thing on our list. So.
Activate link. Focus link.
So that's the next thing in the list. Peach chunks. I love peach chunks. We're gonna get some of those.
Link, edit box.
We'll get
row
two of those.
Two.
I love peach chunks.
Link peach chunks, Del Monte fruit naturals. 266 link.
Okay.
Like, say you're going off of an old list,
mm-hmm.
But then you want to find out is that the cheapest of that item that time. Do you have to go back and do a search?
Yeah, you would have to go back and do a search if you. That's true. I mean, it may, for example, when I bought it, may have been on sale, and it may not be on sale now. There may be something cheaper.
You
but
kind of assume that you wanted that.
Right.
One thing I do that if I'm using Peapod, I will usually look at the specials first and look for the things that I may want in the specials, and then I go from my list. Then you don't have to go back and forth and back and forth. It's kind of like when you the equivalent of looking in your weekly grocery store ad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what people do is they look at this, they look for the stuff that they use in the specials. And then they see if there's anything there, and then they buy accordingly. So that's what I do, is I look at the specials. I don't happen to buy a lot of, but for brand, like if I buy brand name stuff, you know, I will look for the specials on those things first. And sometimes I won't even buy it if it's not on special. I'll wait till it's on special.
So what you might do is, like, if you're going to do an order, you'd go through the specials, you'd save whatever you did from the specials, then you'd go into one of your old lists.
Correct.
You save, and then maybe you search around for, like, browse the aisles, like somebody said.
Right.
Save some more, and there's your order.
I mean, my orders don't change that much, but if I'm going to buy something, you know, if I want to look for a special, either a different brand, if I don't care about the brand or whatever, then that's when I'll look at specials in case there's something else I really want. I buy only very specific things at Stop and Shop. My lists don't change that much from there because I don't buy all my food there. For example, I did this 3 weeks ago, and I was looking for aluminum foil, and I like a particular kind of aluminum foil, so it didn't matter to me what was on special. I didn't care. But then on the same day, I was looking for toothpaste, and I didn't particularly care what brand. I wanted to see what was on sale first because I was donating it and so forth.
So then
I would look in the specials first.
Yeah. She looked in the specials, or she could type in toothpaste and do sort by unit price and see what the best deal was. All right, let's see what else we got in here. See if we got any good stuff. Good
link,
any
two, three, one,
unhealthy
one,
food.
Link, peach, link, delete, link, added box. Link, 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 peppers, bell, one red, one yellow, one orange.
Oh, peppers.
Link, arrivals. Link, show, delete, specials. Link specials.
Deli, here we go.
Link Oscar Mayer Lunchables.
Lunchables. That sounds scary.
Link Oscar Mayer Lunchables. Link Habit Box. Link Boris Happy Cheese Monterey Jack with Jalapenos.
Oh, this is great stuff. Although now I usually get the regular slice because the thin slice is a little bit too thin.
Link Elite. Link Habit Box. Link Purdue Elite Turkey Ham Honey Smoked Regular Slice.
And this is good. The Purdue Smoked Turkey Ham. We'll get a couple
Link
of those.
Link Habit Box. Two
of those.
Link Purdue Elite Turkey Ham Honey Smoked Regular Slice.
Can you do deli orders? Link Purdue Elite. Things that are prepackaged.
No, yeah, there is deli. You can do deli.
Say you want like a half a pound of sliced ham or something like that. You put deli in your ham and it'll.
Well, isn't there a deli aisle? I think if you go to the aisle, you can go to the deli aisle.
Yeah,
you can do fish too.
Yeah.
What about like hamburger? What do they give different sizes? So can you order about 1 pound?
Why don't you do the search and go do that?
Let's find hamburger, baby. Let's look for.
Let's look for hamburger.
What hamburger, John, or ground meat? What do you think? Ground beef.
Ground beef. Yeah.
Yeah.
G-R-O-N-D-A-E-S.
You left out a letter, I think.
No.
I don't think so.
Find item button. Heading one, narrow your choices. Heading two, by category.
All right, here we go, Ted.
Link round regular roast coffee 56.
No, I don't want
that. Link dry herb spices 90.
Okay, go ahead, Steve.
I think what happened was that it took ground.
Right.
And then it's now telling you you've got ground coffee, and you'll probably find
beef. Link round flavored coffee 40. Link round beef 40.
There you go.
You may have to put it in quotes for just to do ground
beef. Yeah, because it probably just took...
Right.
Link save, heading one, narrow your choice, heading two, link clear.
Well, we'll get there.
Link certified Angus meat one. Ooh. Link Nature's Promise one.
Nature's Promise. See, I think that's their like...
That's their brand.
That's their brand, but it's almost like, I think it's like kind of a Whole Foods kind of imitation.
But Angus is the best.
Link down meat well. Link rib.
Okay, let's do Angus.
Link certified Angus.
Well, there's only one though.
There's only one.
Just look at all the different.
Link adopt, link rib.
Oh, yeah.
Link description, link size, link unit price.
Let's do unit price.
Oh, it's going to be the 85% lean.
Well, the fat cooks away, especially if you use a George Foreman grill.
God.
125.
That cooks away. 90%. There's nothing left.
Link clear. Link search. Link nature. Okay. Link description. Link size. Link
unit.
Link price. Link tag item. Added box. Link round beef. Heavy lean fresh.
80%.
Link round beef. APX1LB. $2.49 LB on sale. $2.49.
Oh, all right. 80%.
Link added box. Link round beef. Heavy lean rate by fresh.
Big buy.
Link round beef. APX2.5 LB.
Yeah, that's 2.5 pounds. It's the family pack.
Yeah.
On sale, $6.22.
That's a lot of beef.
Link pack, added box. Link meatloaf mix, 1-3 pork, 1-3 veal, 1-3 beef mix, fresh.
Ooh, Ted, that sounds good.
What is it?
Meatloaf mix.
Link meatloaf mix, 1-3 pork, 1-3 veal, 1-3 beef mix, fresh.
Beef, pork, and veal. Ooh.
Link meatloaf mix, 1-3 PKG, $3.89 LB. $3.89.
That sounds good.
Link added box. Link round beef 75, lean 25, fat rate by fresh.
75%. Okay.
Link round APX3LB. $3.11.67.
Wow.
Link Nature's Promise Natural Beef Round 85, lean fresh.
85%. Here we go.
What do those percentages mean anyway?
That is percentage of fat.
Fat.
So the higher percentage is more fat, right?
No.
Lean.
85% lean. So that's 15%
fat.
Link round beef 85 lean rate by fresh.
Big buy, okay.
Link round APX 2.5 LB. $4.49 LB. $11.23.
Ooh, that's
link,
a lot of
burgers. Link round beef 75 lean rate by fresh.
Oh my god, we're back to
link,
the big
fat. Okay. Link round beef round 85 lean fresh. Link round beef, round 85, lean fresh.
Let's say now you've finished your order.
Now we want to do, we have to set up a delivery time.
Talk.
So we're going to make this easy.
To look at your order.
Let's say
all those apps and
online
stuff,
grocery shopping
list the prices and so on.
No, we'll...
You order.
Right.
Let's do that. Yep. Click to view order. Right.
Dialogue finds on get up east, 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 so. Found link, click to review your order.
All right, so let's go there.
141 links left.
Actually, we won't be able to check out because we didn't order enough
121
stuff, but we can do the delivery time.
Link, save, exit. Sort by. Out of apartment. Link, save, sort. Table 1, start 11, row of 12 columns. Type. Link description. Link size. Link unit price. Link price. Produce stand.
So in the produce stand.
Link to new produce stand item. Link arrived. Link show book. Link specials. Link had one edit box. Link by link 23. Link mushroom white post off shop.
So we've got one mushrooms.
$8 PKG. $2.29 EA. $2.29. Link delete from list. Link had item to cart. Three edit box. Link by one. Link two. Link onions. Three scallions.
For Jeanette.
One bun. $0.69 EA. $0.69. Link delete from list.
Okay.
Link add item to cart. Two edit box.
Word hang item to cart.
No, add item. Add.
Link by one. Link two. Link peach sense Del Monte fruit naturals. $7 cup. $1.67 EA. $1.67. Okay. Link delete from list. Delete. Link to new delete items. Link arrivals. Link to delete. Link specials. Link hack two edit box. Link 231 APX1 oh, Link for two elite turkey ham honey smoked regular slice.
This size is very good, this turkey ham.
APX12LB.
You taste more the ham more than the turkey.
Wait, so you were when you were reviewing this list, you could change your quantities.
Yes, you can. Yep. Mm-hmm.
$4.99 LB. $2.49. Link delete from list. Sauces, spices, seasonings. Link to new sauces. Link to sauces. Link specials. Link add item to cart. Six edit box.
Six.
Link by link 23. Link Hunt's original style spaghetti sauce traditional.
Yep.
26.5 Alkin. 5 cents off. $1.33. Link delete from list. Feature specials. Link to new arrivals. Link arrivals. Link to all specials. Link specials. Table 1.
I think that's
Link
it.
Top shop.
Now you notice that
carrots.
That is.
You notice that spaghetti sauce wasn't part of your original order, but it's now on your list.
Well, yeah, because I did. Because I
added
it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So now let's go to delivery times.
Talk.
We'll do it this way. Well, I'm going to go into the links
list.
You
never got to your total price.
Oh.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
I don't want to screw it up. I'm just saying that.
Link set save exit list box 1 and 1 Delivery times 11 and 121. Link delivery times, 38 links, 2 tables. Select an available time for delivery or choose another date from the calendar below. Table 1, April 2011. Su, Mo, Chu, Wee, TH, FR. Link 9.
Okay.
Link 10, Link 11, Link 12, Link 13, Link 14.
Now these are all
Link 50, Link 60,
so, yeah.
Link 17, Link 8, Link 20. Link 21.
All right, so let's
check. Link 23.
Well, hold on.
20. Link save $1.
It's going to show us the first available day.
Link 22.
Okay.
Link 23. 24. 25. 27. 30. Table 1. Delivery days. Select a date. Close for holiday. Table 2 starts Sunday, April 10th delivery.
So this is the first available day, which is tomorrow.
Morning submit order by 3:00 p.m. Saturday after 09.
So we could still, theoretically, if there's an available time, submit this because it's before 3 o'clock.
6:00 and 8:00 and link save $1.00.
So we say you save $1 off delivery.
Link reader. Link delivery times.jhtml.
So you click on that link if that's the time that you wanted. Let's keep looking.
7:00 and 9:00 and link delivery times.jhtml.
Okay.
7:30 and 1:00 p.m. Link Caleb. Link save $2.00.
So you save $2 if you see it's a much longer window here. The other thing is, let's say, Jeanette, you
link
pick this time.
7:30 and 1:00 p.m.
7:30 to 1 a.m. So 1 p.m.
Yep.
You can go on tomorrow and look on the site, and it will tell you approximately within that window what time they're going to be there between 7:30 and 1. It'll give you a better idea because that's a big chunk of time.
Link Caleb. Link save to Link Reader. Link delivery times dot 8:00 and 10:00 and link delivery times dot jhtml. 9:00 and 11:00 and blinklyeverytimes.jhpm.
There's a lot of times.
BRG at 10 o'clock and 12 o'clock p.m.
Can you also call on the phone and ask?
No.
No.
So if you pick, say, 10 to 12, you pick on that link right below what that says.
We'll do it. 10 o'clock and 12 o'clock. Blinklyeverytimes.jhpm. 37 links for tables. Link return to shopping link. Save exit link my account with.
Okay.
Delivery day.
Here we go.
Sunday, April 10th. Delivery time, 10 o'clock and 12 o'clock p.m. Table 1, you may make changes to your order until 3 o'clock p.m. Saturday, after 09. Prices and sales for items placed in your cart will be guaranteed for an order delivered through Saturday, after 16. The extra premium charge for Monday and delivery is due to the labor premium charge for preparing your order on Sunday. Remember to check out and place your order during the shopping session in order to secure this time. If you exit the store before you submit your order, you will lose this delivery time. In order to check out, your order must meet the minimum order amount of $60 and no cents not, including tax and delivery fees. Table 1 and Table 2, April 20th, Sue.
So, I don't think we meet the...
No, I got a feeling they're not going to let you check out.
No.
But you could save an exit and come back and keep adding to that.
Correct.
Order.
Correct.
With that time reserved?
No. I mean, as soon as you exit, that time will go away.
Yeah, unless you place the order.
Unless you place the order.
While you're online.
One thing that I have done, I like to get as much bang for the buck as I can when in terms of the delivery charge and so forth. So one thing I will often do is I'll look for the special, and if something is on sale, like say I happen to use a Tide for laundry detergent.
Powder or liquid?
Liquid. So what I'll do is if Tide's on, like I'll try to see, and if Tide's on special, I'll order because, you know, if I order like three of them, that's half of the order right there. You know, it depends upon the size that you order.
Yeah.
You can save on your delivery and get more bang for the buck, and you can get up to that $60 a lot faster than you can otherwise, particularly if you're only shopping for one person or two people.
One word of caution, too, is that if you're buying sale price items, the sale price is based on the day of delivery, meaning that like if you put an order in today and the sale ends tomorrow, but you're not delivering it until, say, next week, you're not going to get that sale price. So you have to kind of like be aware of how long that sale item is. Yeah. Usually it's like all week.
And it's one day of the week that it changes.
Yeah.
I think it changes on Friday.
It changes on Friday. You know, in the regular Stop and Shop circular, they talk about real deals. And those items are typically items that are on sale for multiple weeks. Do they have a real deal category on Peapod?
I don't think so.
One thing there may be some confusion is that a lot of times in those circulars, even for the regular stores, that the items they put on are not truly sale price items. They're just actually featured items. So I'm wondering maybe if you see the price and it's, you know, it's good for like a month, that's just the general price that it is at that time of the year. So I mean, I don't know if it kind of be redundant to actually put that.
There are things, though, that they do feature for a month at a time that are actually discounted prices in the circular. They tend to be name brand specials, because what happens is you often see them. I get like five different circulars and I don't look through them all, but I do know that Stop and Shop, sometimes you'll see the exact same item on sale being featured for that month, and it's because the manufacturer has put it on sale.
And they also do have web-only specials, too. Yeah. The other way you can save money, and we don't do this, but instead of using a credit card, if you decide to have them set it up so that money automatically comes out of your bank account, I think that will save you like a buck or something every time you order. But we haven't done that. We just do it with the credit card.
Amy, I was wondering, is also accessible to us, you know, being blind?
Not really. The circulars are not the most accessible. Sometimes you can go onto the Stop and Shop website and view the weekly ad, but I haven't found it terribly accessible.
I kind of depend on my husband who gave me the circular each week, and I thought that'd be neat if I could have done that myself.
Yeah, we have a service in Massachusetts that sometimes reads the weekly ads, and so, you know, sometimes I'll use that, but no, I tend to depend upon sighted people if I really want to look through the ads. And luckily, I only look for about three different things, so it's easy.
Thanks, Amy.
The other thing, Judy, for you to do if you want to use Peapod is just put in your zip code to see if they deliver in your area, because that's the other obviously important thing to check.
Peapod has different items than Stop and Shop. A lot of them are the same, but there are things that are available in Peapod that you can't get in the store and vice versa, mostly vice versa.
Yeah. Once you become a Peapod customer, you get the Peapod special, not the store.
Right.
And they send you an email.
Yes.
The Peapod store specials, they'll send you. Although if you are viewing it as HTML, as an HTML email, you'll need to go in and use your browser to read it.
The other thing that they do, which is nice, is once you've placed a couple orders, like we just got a notification that said that since we placed two orders within the last month, they send us a coupon so we can get two free deliveries on our next two orders.
It's time sensitive,
and it's if you order over $100 or more, I think.
Yes.
Once you've finished up your order and everything like that, does it send you some type of email confirmation?
Yes. Once you've checked out, you get an email confirmation which tells you how much your order is going to cost, the delivery time, and list every single item in your order.
If you make any changes, it actually sends you an
Updated email.
How do you feel that Peapod compares to Roach Brothers?
Somebody had asked me that. It may have changed. Although I went when Roach Brothers first went online, I went and tried their site, and I found it very difficult and very confusing to use.
I think about a year or two ago they changed it. I haven't been online since that time. I use Roach Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that they've made some changes to their website, and I don't know if the new and improved Roach Brothers website is.
I haven't looked at their website, but I do know that the delivery charge is more than Peapod.
I know that they also have customer service, so if you have a problem, you can call them, and you get a real live person. Well, that accounts for the higher charge.
I don't know.
I think one of the things I think you have to look at with these sites, and certainly, I mean, you try to save as much money as you can, but I also think you're doing this for the convenience of the delivery. You're doing it so that you don't have to take a taxi or whatever. I mean, I use Peapod differently than perhaps other people would, because I'll use it if I've got either a huge order or if my husband's out of town or whatever. Because, you know what I mean? But if it's really the convenience of delivery and the convenience of not having to go physically to the store and try to shop. I used to go to the grocery store, bring a printed list done according to aisle, and get help and so forth. But that's harder to do these days. This is a really good, convenient way of getting your stuff, but it's not always the cheapest.
Of course, sometimes when you balance off what it would cost you to get a cab and to have the cab either, wait for you or not, you may actually come out cheaper with Peapod.
Oh, right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It avoids having to use a cab or whatever. Right. That's what I'm saying. It's better in those circumstances. But you can pay for the convenience of...
Right. Yeah. And you can order... I mean, the other thing is you can order, and then not always... the delivery guys don't always have... But you can order a $300 order, which is, which they'll deliver, which is you would have a time getting home, even in a cab.
I was told by one of the delivery guys that they sometimes get orders of $700 and $800 a month, or a week, an order.
I have some sighted friends that use it, too, just for, like you were saying, that they do use live orders. I mean, if you're getting... 15 bottles of juice or soda or laundry detergent, heavy things.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
that's
worth
right.
it than lugging it, into your house. And they'll do it all. I mean, they'll bring it all in.
It is cool. It's our virtual way of looking around. I mean, it is cool to just go and, look at how many different types of Oreos do they have,
Actually, what's interesting is a lot of people, sighted people who use this, actually think that it limits impulse buying because they use the list that they used before, like you do too. And so they tend not to pick up stuff that they might, if they were browsing through a regular store, that they would see.
That's exactly right. And it maybe it works better than it does in the brick and mortar, because sometimes I'll give my husband a list and he comes home with things I didn't have on that list.
What other good finds have you found, Tim?
Cozy Shack chocolate pudding I recommend very highly. It's gluten-free. There's a lot of good... the Morningstar Farm stuff I like. In terms of junk food, I just got a box of Ring Dings the other day. I hadn't had Ring Dings in ages. I was actually talking to John Smith that I decided to get.
Judy, I want to tell you, if you listen to Tim, you think he weighed 456 pounds.
I don't.
But he doesn't. Somebody asked about the deli earlier. Has anybody ever shopped using the deli?
We do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Now, do they give you different brands and stuff?
Yes. You can use like Boar's Head. And...
They do have Boar's Head. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Boar's Head is like the premium.
Boar's Head's the best.
So if you want to get like a weird amount, like a third of a pound, they don't do that. But they'll do like, you have to do a half
or a pound. Yeah, no, because all I buy is Boar's Head. That's why I was asking.
I mean, I like the little salt turkey breast. Like, they'll have different types. Like, they'll have they do get into...
Okay.
They have all the different brands that you would go into the store.
Okay.
And they also have their own stuff and shop.
No, I always buy Boar's Head.
The Boar's Head.
You can't ask them, like, you know, how you go to the deli counter, like thin slice, thick slice.
Well, you can do thin slice or regular slice.
Yeah. Thin slice or regular slice. Yeah. You can't ask the sampler. Like,
right.
Thank you very much, Tim.
Thank you.